previously on Thomas and the Bible. We read some Jeremiah. There is an H in there, isn't there? It's at the end. Jeremiah. Well, it's like Isaiah, too. Is that like the... You can say that and then you're like making the crowd noise. It's Jeremiah! Like everyone's cheering on. Oh, Harley, that was the worst intro I've ever heard. I'm supremely disappointed. Woo, man, at least it was short. That was awful. Terrible stuff. All right, Jeremiah. Jeremiah. Oh, okay, computer. Just, all right, computer decided to stop working. So that's something I'm going to have to work with. Yeah, all right. Trying to get to the page that has the words on it, but that's interesting. Totally jammed up. Jeremiah 5-8. This one may be a little bit longer page wise. We'll see. Okay, let's see. Computer, start working. Here you go. Okay, there we go. Sorry. Jeremiah 5-8. And we've yet to discover if there's any point to any of this. I honestly don't remember what happened last week. It's been a hectic week for me, so that's why I need Harley to tell me what happened. Did anything happen? Does anyone know? I think we just discovered that Jeremiah is a minor prophet. It would be cool if that was some like pun, like he's a minor, like in a prophet, he's the minor prophet. But no, it just means he's a boring prophet. That's all that means. He's not a really cool like gold miner costume prophet. He's just boring. That's all. That's all that is. So, let's see. Okay. It's coming back to me. I'm refreshing now. Jeremiah is a guy who's going to preach. Hell and, fire and brimstone. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now it's coming back to me. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man. Good luck finding a man these days. All the good ones are gay. I have the hardest time finding a man. All the hot ones are gay. If there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh truth, and I will pardon it. So you have to check. Well, one way, if you're having trouble finding a man, Jeremiah, there is Christian Mingle. That would be more your thing. Although you may need J-Date, I guess, for back then when you wouldn't be Christians. OkCupid or something. And just make sure, you know, in his profile, it says like, executeth judgment. Definitely. I definitely do that. You know, just look for a profile that's like, seeketh the truth, executeth judgment. I mean, there's got to be tons of those. And though they say, the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgments of their God. I will get me unto the great men, and I will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord, and their judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Well, there's nothing happening here, so I'll just tell you personal crap that no one would care about. Do you ever get, it's like not a zit, sorry to gross you all out, but it's not a zit, it's just like somehow like a pore. I have a pore like on my nose that is just hurting really bad. Like I would rather it be a giant zit that I could just pop and get over with, but it's just like this way unreasonable amount of pain. It's really interesting. It hurts way more than it should. Like it hurts like a heroic amount. Like I feel like I'm being a hero right now, just ignoring it and doing an extremely mediocre podcast. But who am I going to brag to that, you know, about that too? Like, oh man, one time it was rough, man. I had this thing on my nose that hurt while I was reading the Bible. Oh wow. That's rough. Wow, you're really tough guy. A little tough guy here. It's just like, it's like a little red, but there's nothing. There's no, there should be like a zit going on, but there isn't, you know? It's like never have I wanted a zit more. Like I just want to see a giant pimple. I would rather, but it's no, it just hurts for no reason. Like it's just, that's how it goes. So now that I've grossed you all out, but I'm a hero for the pain I'm putting up with right now. It really hurts. Wherefore, a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Every one that goeth out thence should be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their backslidings are increased. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that there are no gods. When I have fed them to the full, then they committed adultery, and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were as fed horses in the morning. Every one neighed after his neighbor's wife. Is that how you hit on someone back then? You're like doing a neigh. Is that what neighing is? What's neighing? It's been a while since I heard a good neigh. Is that just when a horse does that thing, right? Like it just goes. Neighing is something that. Oh, it says a characteristic high-pitched sound. It also is like a whinny or a bray. I don't know about high-pitched. All right, now we got to hear it. Oh, can I do that on here? Let me see if I can do that on here. Guys, this is important show technology. Set my output. I don't know if this is set up right. We're gonna attempt it. We're going to attempt to hear a horse neighing. Let's see if it's... it's not working, is it? God. Son of a bitch. All right, we'll have to go external speakers and see if you can hear it. Here's a neigh. Oh, yeah, that. Right. I was thinking more of the, like, when they do the... Like, I thought it was that thing, but... You don't hear that every day. Oh, yeah. I don't really think of that as high pitch. Do you guys? Sounds pretty... I mean, I guess I see what they mean. It's not low, I guess, but it's like... It seems pretty medium to me. Like when I read high pitch, I was like, is it like a whistling sound? Like what the hell is this? But yeah. So this is forgetting what totally normal words are with Thomas Smith. I totally forgot what a horse neighing sounds like. So that was, I find these little things to get me through the Bible. And that's what I have to do to cope. So I was trying to do an impression of a neigh, and it just struck me like I forget what that is. Like I can't remember. I was close, right? I was pretty close. I did the. Like, that was pretty close. It just wasn't quite the like super loud like. I guess that's a little better. So that's so anyway. Getting back to the point. Getting back, guys. Let's get back to the importance of the Bible here. Where every single person was neighing after their neighbor's wife. Is that, did everybody form like, okay, get in a circle. Let's all shift wives here. Make sure everybody's wife has someone neighing after them. And then they just went, like, and then is that it? Or was there more? Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? What does he expect? Does he expect us to agree with him? Like, oh, yeah, that's pretty reasonable. I guess he's right. I don't know if you guys are following, but it's the Lord's like, come on, man. Like, what am I going to do? Not, like, kill everybody for this? Shall my soul not be avenged on such a nation that goes around going, nah! Like, yeah, oh, you're right. Okay, when you put it that way, God, he's right. You know, here I was thinking, like, he created us. He made us how we are. And we're just doing what we do as humans. And why the hell would with an all-knowing, all-powerful God give a shit about what we're doing? Or like, you know, and or like have expectations for us that like we're not meeting? You know, here I was thinking that. But then when you frame it that way, like, oh, what am I going to do? Not kill you all? And it's like, oh, I guess you're right. I mean, I can't counter that argument. Go ye up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, saith the Lord. They have belied the Lord and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. And the prophets shall become wind. And that's they're becoming very windy. That's for sure. I think they already were that. And the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. It is a mighty nation, it is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they say. Their quiver is an open sepulchre. They are all mighty men. And they eat up thine harvest and thy bread, and which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They eat up thy flocks and thine herds. They shall eat up the vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities. Wherefore, or wherein thou trustedest with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, saith the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord of our God of all these things unto us? Basically saying, why is he doing all this crap? Then thou shalt answer them, like as you have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. So that doesn't really make sense. So he framed it like people are going to be saying, why is our God doing this to us? And then his answer is because you're serving other gods. It's like, but if they're calling you their God, then how are they serving other gods? Wouldn't they be thinking like, oh, why did that God do it to us? You know, doesn't really make any sense. It's anyway, declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass? Though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter. In his season he reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so is there the days of their lives, and so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. They shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause, they cause the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall not I visit them for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on a nation such as this? Oh, well, when you put it that way, you bring up another good point. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophet's prophecy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. What will ye do in the end thereof? All right, Jeremiah 6. I hope it's as riveting as Jeremiah 5. O ye children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet in Tekoa. Let's blow this trumpet. And set a sign of fire in Beth-Hakerem. For evil appeareth out of the north in great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. Oh, here it comes. The shepherds with their flocks shall come unto her. They shall... here's an elaborate analogy for no reason. Like, okay, guys, ready? Zion is like a comely and delicate woman. Okay, now we're going to hear about it, I'm sure, for a while. Like, why that is. They shall pitch their tents. Well, okay, good to know that phrase for, getting a boner has existed for so long. I'm glad. They shall pitch their tents against her round about. They shall feed everyone in his place. Prepare ye war against her. Arise and let us go up at noon. Woe unto us, for the day goeth away, for the shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus hath the Lord of hosts said, hew ye down trees and cast a mount against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited. She is holy oppression in the midst of her. As a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate and land make thee desolate a land not inhabited. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. I should hope so. I don't know what it means to circumcise an ear, but it's not a procedure that I am looking to get anytime soon. I don't have an ear foreskin that like goes over my ear. Is that something they had back then? Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them. Oh, I know they mean something else by the word uncircumcised. Don't email me. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with a wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days, and their houses shall be turned unto others. And their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out mine hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall at the time when I visit them. Oh my God, this is so old. Yeah, I get it. Okay, these people are shit. They're totally terrible. They're the worst, these Israelites. Can you just kill them already? I don't want to hear it anymore. Would God just do it? What's with all the warning and like the, oh, you wait and see what I'm going to do. It's like, just do it. Just kill a bunch of people. If that's what you seem set on doing, like, God. And he's like, no, I need to publish it first. I need to write about it extensively and make people read it for the rest of time. And then maybe I'll do something. It's like, geez, get to work, dude. Were they ashamed? I read that. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way and walk therein? And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore, hear ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon upon this people. Even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor unto my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba? And the sweet cane from a far country. Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifice is sweet unto me. Nor your sacrifice is sweet unto me. Oh, so they're trying to make up for it. And it's like, no, don't even bother. Not interested. It's just like a, you know, pissed off girlfriend, essentially. I don't want your flowers. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith the Lord, behold, the people cometh from the north country. If you're traveling in the north country fair. And the, Bob Dylan will play a song about it. And the great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. And they shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel, they have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses. Set in array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof, our hands wax feeble, anguish hath taken hold of us, and pain as of a woman in travail. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth. Everyone, gird yourselves with sackcloth, and I don't know what that means, and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning. As for an only son, most bitter lamentation, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. Spoiler alert. The spoiler shall come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. The bell... God, isn't this exhausting? How does anyone listen to this anymore? How do I have any listeners? This is the worst thing ever written. It's so bad. It's like, I would rather read Twilight fan fiction. It's close, but I think I would rather read Twilight fan fiction right now, because then probably something happens. There might be some, like, maybe sex scene that might be kind of interesting between a hunky vampire and, you know, well, I don't know anything about Twilight, but I'm guessing that's what it is. Maybe there's like a weird, you know, like gay werewolf vampire, you know, like scene that at least it's something. I don't know. I'm just saying that it's something. This is nothing. All it is the same, like, oh, these people are so bad. Just you wait till I kill them all. That's all it is. The same thing. Pages, 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 and pages. It's the same crap. The bellows are burned. The lead. Here's what I want you to do. No one listened to my show, but still other, like, make sure you go on to patreon.com/TNTheB and contribute so that one day I'll get to parts of the Bible that are not this. So that's what I'm saying. So essentially it's like, you know, pay a few ducats so that you just don't have to think about it. Like, I give you permission. If you pledge on Patreon, you don't have to listen to the show. You don't even listen. That's my deal. If you aren't pledging, by golly, you better be listening. Damn it. You have to suffer through these episodes. No, I'm just kidding. Except for the pledging part. Definitely do that. The bellows are burned, the lead is consumed of the fire, and the founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. I don't know what that means. Reprobate, I guess. Jeremiah 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, excuse me, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. It's interesting. Is this a song? There's some repetition going on. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, and stop neighing at your neighbor's wife, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not? And come on, you know me, though. I like this idea that, like, there's other gods that they know not, but they're attracted to for no reason. Like, well, there's this God that's the real God. And I recognize that he's the real God, has all the power. But there's these other gods. Now, I don't know anything about them, except that they're not real. But I can't help but be somewhat attracted to them. Like, is that really what's happening? Dude, the Lord. Attention, the Lord. You're just terrible at your job. If you're going to be replaced by something that doesn't exist, then you're just really bad at your job. Like if you're in a relationship, you know, say as a boyfriend or something, and your girlfriend's like, yeah, my boyfriend's pretty cool, but I don't know, what about an imaginary friend that I know doesn't exist? I think I might leave my boyfriend for that person. People are like, what? Why would you do that? I don't know. He's just, you know, like, the imaginary friend is just better. I don't know why. Like, there's no reason anyone would do that. It doesn't make any sense. Like, what are these people writing this book? What do they think the motivations are for people going to other gods? I bet they just had some simplistic, like, oh, it's the devil, therefore we, you know, it's okay to kill you because the devil is like in you or something. Like, I'm sure they had that sort of thinking. Anyway, and come to stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. But go ye now unto my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because ye have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not, and I called you, but ye answered not, therefore will I do unto this house which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up to cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercessions to me, for I will not hear thee. Dude, do it already. Stop thinking about it. Stop writing about it. Stop talking about it. And just start killing people, please. I don't even care if I'm one of them. Just get on with it. I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord. You've convinced me. I would rather die than listen to you for another minute. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Job? We're going to keep going. We're still going with this, guys. We're still, apparently you and I, readers of the Bible, are still not convinced about whatever the hell is going on in Jerusalem, like whatever they're doing. Oh, yeah. Like an hour ago, I just would have been, an hour, a week ago, 10 months ago, I would have just been like, yeah, dude, I get your point, Lord. I get it. Just kill him. Just kill him. I don't even care if I'm one of them. Just do it. End it. I do like the thing where they like, the bad guy like puts the gun, like grabs, like the good guy has the gun. The bad guy grabs the gun, like puts it on his head. Do it. You don't have the guts. Just do it already. Like I do that kind of thing with God. The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven, and pour out the drink offerings of the God of them, and provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, saith the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Whoa. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man, upon beast. Wint, can you give us a date on this? Is this coming up? Because I just wake me up when that happens. Upon the fruit of the ground. And it shall burn and not be quenched. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God. And ye shall be my people, and walk ye in the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets daily. The daily prophet. The prophets, comma, daily. And the daily prophet, rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore, thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken unto thee. Thou shalt also... Okay, look, well, I know I've said this. I apologize. I'm becoming like the Lord. I'm becoming like the worst thing in the world because I repeat myself, but I can't help it. I mean, there's only so much I can say. The first death threat, scary. It's pretty scary. If you just get a death threat, like one day, it's like, I'm going to kill you. That's scary. That's scary shit. The 900 billionth death threat you get, it's like, I kind of think I'd be dead by now. If this was like, if this was a big deal, like threat 900, it's like, oh, I'm going to get you. You'll see. Oh, golly, you're going to get it. You just, whoa, mister, I'm definitely killing you. You have no idea how dead you are. Like even one, two, maybe three of those is like, oh, this is pretty ominous. This is scary. Seriously, death threat number 10,000? Like, if we went and counted line by line, it's got to be in the thousands of like, oh, I'm going to curse them, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it doesn't affect me. I mean, clearly if this was a real threat, like, I would be dead because, you know, like, you've taken more energy to just threaten me than it would to just kill me. So, clearly there's nothing. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and ignore these because there's no, you know, go ahead and put your money where your mouth is. or just shut up. That's what I would say to God. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places. For the Lord hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not. Yeah, do you think there's a reason that no one does what you say, Lord? Like, you just must not be that good. Like, at a certain point, just look inside. Look in your heart, Lord. And like, if there's a boss, say your boss at work, no one does what they say. No one does what your boss says. Like, literally, just everyone's like, nope, not doing that. I'm doing the opposite of that. Yeah, they're a shitty employee, I guess. But if this is a pattern, like ever, like years, like at a certain point, don't you have to be like, God, maybe I'm not a good boss. Or maybe what I'm trying to have people do is not even worth doing. Like maybe there's something fundamentally wrong. Also, how is this company still going if no one does what I say? And they have built the high places. I read that. Therefore, behold, the days come of the Lord. There shall be no more Tophet nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tophet till there be no place. And the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Last one. Oh, I hope this is quick. I'm actually running out of time. Got a hockey game, guys. And not time to go play it. I really need to miss this hockey game, but as I've mentioned, I've missed 1,000 hockey games. I've played 2 games with my Wednesday team. No, maybe 1 game with my Wednesday team this season. I've missed like a ton because of work and podcasting. And it's like, this is the worst day ever. I have like 2 podcasts to do and just no time. But it's like, I've missed so many games. So I'm just going to go and just screw it. I'm dead. At that time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah and the bones of his princes and the bones of the priests. And there's going to be a ton of bones, basically. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon, the host of all the heaven, whom they have loved and whom they have served and after whom they have walked and whom they have sought and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. I don't care. If someone wants to do that to my bones, don't care. I'm not using my bones. I'll be dead. And they don't do it while I'm alive. I need my bones now. I'm a pretty big fan of my bones. I use them probably every other day at least. Maybe every day. I might use my bones probably. Think about it. Think about it, guys. You use your bones more than you think. Could be once a day. You know, I was thinking like, you know, every other day, every 3 days, but nah, use them a lot. But when I'm dead, don't use them. Don't care. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, tell all those bones... Thus saith the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearken and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in heaven knoweth her appointed times. I guess that is pretty high-pitched. Now, I was wrong earlier. Like that thing, that's pretty high pitched. You win horses. And the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. Look, my horsemanship is not, you know, like I'm not a big horse guy. I'm a small horse guy. How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain he made it he. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives unto others. And their fields, do the wives have a say in that, or they just, you know, just go along, there's like a property to, I'm going to give your wife to someone else. What? I don't think you can just do that. And their fields to them that they shall inherit them. Now, you could maybe give a field to somebody else, because that's actual property. Like, maybe you own the property, but the wives, I don't think you can just do that. For everyone from the least, even unto the greatest gift, greatest is given to covetousness. Forget the word gift. That was not in there. So everybody is given to covetousness. From the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree. The figs will be on the vine, and the grape will be on the fig tree. What are you going to do then? And the leaf shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defense cities, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God hath put us to silence, and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. Oh, did it sound like this? There's that more of a... The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones. Ah, okay, I know what that sounds like. Rest assured, I know what that sounds like. For they are come, and they are devoured in the land, and all that is in it, and the city, and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices, among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people I am hurt. I am black, astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is this not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Oh my God, we're done. Freaking finally. God, that was terrible. Okay, well, we're all done for this week. I'd like to thank my patrons. You guys are the absolute best. And like I said, if you're a patron, I hope you're not even listening. You don't have to put yourself through this crap. This is the worst thing in the world. There could be no worse fate than listening to the Bible. But if you're not a patron, you better listen, damn it. You got to listen and listen hard, okay? So that's let that be a lesson to you, I guess. I don't know. Okay, let's view all my current patrons. John P. Ah, he's the best. Oh, I don't know if I've read off my new patrons. We got Amy Callahan. That's definitely a new patron. How about Charles Bangweiner? Yeah, I think I did Charles Bangweiner. Okay, so anyway, let's not, so that's covered. John P., he's the best. I love John P. Daryl Keyes, second best. Charles Bang Wiener. James Rohr, John Bodley, Katie Quiznos, Tom Chambers, Marcel, Jeremy Sharp, Brian Gerford, Lee Primesberger, David Vander Vlies, Travis Peterson, and that is it. Thank you guys so much for your patronage. I love you. Love you, love you, love you. And I hope you're not listening, because seriously, I would not wish this upon my worst enemy ever. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.